Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, we're going to be talking about 5 tips to reduce doubt, including self-doubt. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. Hey there, listener. I hope the content on this podcast helps you in your spiritual practice and that it provides inspiration and motivation for you today. You know, I make next to nothing on this podcast, financially speaking, although there are other rewards that I receive and find extremely valuable. If you're able and willing, consider offering a small monetary donation every month. You can do as little as $1 per month or as much as $10 per month. This would be much appreciated and very supportive. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you are interested in becoming a supporter, just look for a link in the description of the podcast. You'll find it there. Click that link and sign up to become a supporter today. Thanks again. All right, let's go ahead and get into these 5 tips to reduce or hopefully eliminate doubt, including self-doubt. Now, before I get into these, I did do another podcast episode, I think about a month, maybe 2 months ago, on doubt and reducing doubt, but it was very kind of different perspective, different approach. I highly encourage you to check out that podcast episode, however, because it has a lot of great information about working through doubt, and a new perspective on doubt is presented that you may find, again, very helpful and very important. There's also some very powerful affirmations that I offer in that last episode that you can start using with the, for example, 5x55 method, to really start hammering away at that doubt. So if you are really struggling with self-doubt or doubt in general, check out that previous podcast episode. Again, it maybe a month, 2 months ago. I also did a YouTube video on it on the YouTube channel. But in this episode, I'm going to be offering 5 additional tips. So this is on top of all the stuff that I talked about in that previous episode. So hopefully you'll find this helpful in your practice of manifesting your dream life. So let's do this. Number one is going to be much, much easier if you already have some experience with meditation. As you all know, if you've been listening to my podcast for a little while and watching my YouTube channel, I'm big advocate of meditation. I've been meditating myself for many years. And I found my particular style to be Zen meditation. That's just the way that works, that I most resonate with, that I think really did me the most benefit. But you have to find what works for you. I mean, you could try the Zen method, but you really have to find what works for you. But bottom line is, it's going to be a lot easier if you already have a meditation practice. So what we're doing in this, with this tip, the tip is basically this. You want to keep in mind that doubt, okay, is a word that we use to describe a thinking feeling pattern. That's all that it is. It's a thinking, a combination of certain thoughts and certain feelings that accompany those thoughts that we label with this concept called doubt, okay? And it's obviously something that we all want to experience less, especially when we are trying to manifest a life that is, you know, an expression of our greatest joy. So what's very, very important here is that you have to learn how to identify that thinking, feeling pattern for what it is. And the most important part of that is recognizing that it is not you. Okay, you are not doubt. That those thoughts and those feelings are simply just an old pattern. It's an old loop that's running in your mind, maybe from childhood, maybe from messages you heard growing up, maybe it's cultural beliefs, religious beliefs, things you heard, you know, from a family member, from a close friend, societal beliefs, all this stuff. That's all that it is. It has no power over you unless you start mistaking that pattern for who you really are. Meaning that when doubt appears in your mind, you really think, oh my God, oh, is this true? It's as Eckhart Tolle says in his book, Power of Now. You identify with that thinking, feeling pattern, and you mistake it for yourself. Remember that self, you are ultimately source. Source has no limits. There's no doubt. There's no barriers. There's no obstacles. There's no lack. And as long as you can stay in identified with source, knowing that you are source, then when doubt appears, it's okay. It can be there, but it doesn't really have any power over you because it's not who you are. It's just a pattern of thoughts and feelings. So tip number one is about putting more space between who you really are and this loop of thoughts and feelings that we label as doubt, okay? And again, it's going to be a whole lot easier if you already have a good meditation practice, because meditation is really about doing just that, increasing the space between your center, your awareness of source, so to speak, space between that and thinking, the old thinking, feeling patterns. So dissociate from the thought, recognize it, say, okay, that's doubt. You can label it, say that's doubt, but that's not who I am. It's just not who I am. I'm source. This is just an old loop, and you want to label it as that. And that will hopefully take a little bit of the punch out of it. Now, let's go on to tip number two, which is a little related to tip number one, but it kind of goes an extra mile. So we've already talked about how we want to identify doubt as simply a thinking, feeling pattern, not who you are. You want to dissociate from it. Now, this is going beyond that. This is what I want you to try doing, is I want you to try to imagine that this thinking, feeling pattern, I want you to give it this is like a visualization. Give it a face. Give it the face of a child. And imagine that that is a scared child. Because remember, that thinking, feeling pattern, 99.9% of the time, it's coming from our rational, fear-based, small mind. And really, we have to look at that side of ourselves with compassion. We don't want to hate it. We don't want to fight against it. We don't want to argue with it, because oftentimes that just increases resistance, and that's not something that we want. So what is good to do, what can be helpful, what's worked for me, is you simply see it for what it is. It's really a scared child, and it's trying to protect you from getting hurt, from feeling pain. So it may say something to you like, oh, you know, we might as well just give up now, because, you know, if you keep going this way, you're just gonna be disappointed, you're gonna be let down, you're gonna be hurt, this is probably not gonna work out, this is probably not gonna happen, so let's just stop now, call it quits, and we just save ourselves a whole lot of pain later. That's one of the tactics that this small rational mind uses, this fear-based mind, to keep us safe, keep things the same. Because remember, that mind, that part of our mind, is very much focused on survival, and it doesn't want things to change too much. One, why is that? Because if things stay the same, things are more predictable, hence it is more assured that it has the coping mechanisms to deal with whatever's coming, because it's familiar. Whereas change, okay, even positive change, can sometimes be a little scary. It requires growth. It requires some discomfort. It may require giving up some old beliefs. And so what we want to do, I don't want to digress too far, what we want to do is we want to take this thinking, feeling pattern that I mentioned in tip one, and we want to basically, in this tip two, imagine it as a young child just who's scared. And you want to embrace that child. You want to say, I understand you're scared. I understand this is a lot for you, but I'm here. I'm taking care of us. And this, I think, really activates some compassion. And again, it does both kind of tip one and tip two together, right? It creates space, because you're now identifying it as not you, right? It's something else. But at the same time, you're not rejecting it, fighting it, you know, cursing it. you're showing compassion, and you're showing understanding. And that, again, should take a little bit more of the punch out of that doubt. Now, let's go on to tip number three. Now, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a little bit, or you've been watching me on YouTube, I have spoken at length a few times about acting as if, and I don't want to go too far into the whole practice of acting as if in this episode. You're welcome to search for my older episodes on acting as if you're curious about that. But basically, in a nutshell, I believe that there are very good ways to practice acting as if, and there's also very not so good ways to practice acting as if. And unfortunately, a lot of the information I hear, for example, on YouTube about people, you know, talking about acting as if, it's not the approach that I think is helpful. But again, I don't want to go too far into that area. For tip number three, when I say acting as if, here's what I mean. Doubt may appear in your mind, right? And like I said, we're going to start looking at it as a thinking, feeling pattern. That's all that it is, not really who you are. And what you're going to do is that sometimes, okay, these thinking, feeling patterns, they can be very strong, right? Sometimes you can feel them for hours. Sometimes you can feel them for days. And they sometimes, I kind of see them visually as a spinning plate, right? And spinning plates are spinning top. It has a certain momentum. Once it's spinning, it's challenging to, mentally speaking, to just stop it, right? If only we could do that, right? Just stop it. But a lot of times we have to wait for it to kind of lose its momentum. And it always happens. Sooner or later, it happens. So what we want to do is that if we're stuck in an area where it's still spinning really, really fast, you're still feeling it very strongly, acting as if means taking actions that are a reflection of what you would be doing if the doubt was not there. Okay? So this is basically not allowing the thinking feeling pattern that we label as doubt to stop us from taking actions that are moving us toward our desired manifestation. As you know, I do believe in taking action. I know that there's some individuals who talk about law of attraction that don't believe in taking action, or they don't think action is a big part of this whole thing. I personally do. I don't think there's anything as non-action, even when you're doing affirmations, visualizing, those are all actions in my mind. So I don't believe in non-action, but I do believe that there's actions that can be taken out of desperation, which won't get you very far. And there's actions that are taken out of inspiration, out of passion, right? So what we're doing when we're acting as if is that we are recognizing that the doubt is there. We can label it. This is not who I am, okay? But then we are saying, wow, it's not who I am, but it has got a strong charge right now. It is really spinning in my mind. And so what I'm going to do is, in spite of how I am feeling, I'm going to act as if it wasn't there, and I'm going to do what I should do. I'm going to take the actions that align me with who I want to be, with the reality that I want to create, with the thing that I want to manifest. And as you do that, you really start to, I think, take an extra... You get a better, the momentum will slow down faster, okay? Because you'll start to feel good about the actions that you're taking. So this is a way of using action to get around the doubt, okay? That would be tip number three. Now I have two more tips to give you. Let me just pause here for a quick second for a word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, tip number four. Thank you for your patience, by the way. So tip number four is a mantra that I have used for a very long time. And this comes out of, as you many of you know, and those of you who are new here, I do work in the mental health field, been in the mental health field now as a psychotherapist for just crossed over 15 years. And I worked four of those years in substance abuse. And this is a mantra. So, well, they don't call it a mantra. I call it a mantra, but it's a saying that many people in recovery use. I use it, and a lot of people I know use it. And it basically goes like this. It's basically telling yourself, this too shall pass. And you could really use this for all kinds of stuff, right? Whenever things are going wrong, you're in a bad mood, you're feeling really down, you're going through, you know, a stressful time, you can always use this mantra, this too shall pass. And what I like about this mantra, it sounds so simple, right? But what I really like about this mantra is it is, first of all, it reflects a very powerful truth. The truth that actually comes out of, I think, common sense, but more officially, I guess you could say, out of Buddhism, is that nothing lasts forever, right? I talk about this all the time here on the podcast, that everything is temporary. Everything is temporary form. Everything that has a beginning has an end, right? And everything exists as it, Nietzsche in Buddhism calls it interdependent origination, that no thing exists unless it is related to something else, right? There's no down without up. There's no in without out. There's no, you know, good without bad. Everything creates each other. It's a duality. So everything is temporary. Even the form we inhabit right now, our bodies, our jobs, you know, hesitate to get morbid, but, you know, our loved ones, everything is temporary. It appears for a while and then it disappears. What never disappears is your true nature, which is source, right? Source energy. But these waves of doubt that come on, right? These combinations of thoughts and feelings, they pass. They come, they appear, they're there for a little while. We go through them and eventually they go away. And that's what we want to remind ourselves of. And I like using this little mantra, this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. I really like it. You can say that to yourself. It's almost like an affirmation. This too shall pass. So when I'm feeling down, I'm feeling doubt, I'm feeling self-doubt, I'm feeling, you know, like, oh, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this manifesting for me? I don't understand. Why am I hitting all these obstacles? I can always just kind of stop, take a breath. You know what? This too shall pass. And it just, again, takes a little bit of that edge off that the doubt may be putting on you right now. Okay. Now, tip number 5, and this one is very, very powerful. I also did a full podcast episode on this a few weeks ago, I believe, more or less. This one is about prayer and faith. Now, this is an interesting topic. I could go on for a while on this one, but I'm going to try to keep it succinct. The idea here is basically this. I believe that when I am praying, right? Typically, let me say this. Typically, when people pray, typically, I'm not saying everybody, but typically when people pray, there's this almost implied belief that you are praying to something, right? To God, to the universe, to whatever. It's almost as if the language you are using seems to indicate that you are talking to something outside of you, right? And you may be expressing thanks, you may be asking for help, whatever it is. But what I believe is that while the language indicates this, that ultimately we are really having a direct communication with what is highest in us, source, right? High self. And what I love about prayer and the reason that I use it is that it does something to my rational mind. Usually when I'm locked in doubt, usually that guaranteed it means that I'm locked in my rational mind. Because you think about it, you know, let me speak for myself. I may have at some point in my life through practices, through learning, through meditation, I may have realized that I am not this personality that I have created, this small self, this ego mind. I am source. But the habit of returning to that small mind and believing that I am that small mind is very strong. It's very strong. Maybe you could relate to that. Because it's our upbringing, right? It's like our childhood for most of us. It's what we learned. It's what society teaches us, what culture teaches us, most religions teach us. So it's very easy. It's almost like an addiction that we fall back into, or just a habit, a way of thinking that we can slip into. And that is, I find for myself, that is when doubt is most likely to appear, when I'm in that small mind, the rational mind, the day-to-day mind, practical mind, the fear-based mind. So when I'm locked in that mind, when I pray, what I feel is it's almost a shifting back to source. It's like from my small mind, I am saying, okay, I can't, like I've tried dissociating from this thought. I've tried visualizing it as a child. I've tried acting as if. I've been saying the mantra till I'm blue in the face. I'm still feeling so much doubt. Please help me. Please help me. And it's amazing. And I think maybe this works so well. It may work better for people who have a history with prayer, like they've used prayer in their lives. What I find is that the small mind when I pray, it's almost as if the small mind, it's almost like a trigger for the small mind to say, oh, now I know help is coming. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's like it lets go a little bit. And it's like, okay, now I can surrender. I realize that I don't have the answer to this doubt. I really don't. I can't figure my way out of it. Please help me. And when I do that, there's a surrendering and then I stop fighting. And it's almost as if source just comes in and that space around the doubt gets bigger. And then the other techniques like dissociating, visualizing, all that stuff I already talked about seems to work much easier, work much better. So those would be my five tips: dissociating from the thought, visualizing the thought as a child and showing compassion, acting as if, right? Using the mantra, this too shall pass, and prayer and faith. I really hope that these tips help you in your practice if you're struggling with doubt. Don't forget to hop onto the YouTube channel Dreams Warp if you ever want to reach out to me. Any questions, concerns, comments, find any one of my videos, post a comment under it. Say, hey, I just heard your podcast, had a question, comment, concern about this. Very quick to respond to those comments. Usually within a day, 2 days tops, you'll hear back from me. There's also a link in the description of all my videos for a free subliminal. You should go get that right away. It's absolutely free, no brainer. And you'll find a link in the description of all the YouTube videos in case you want to book one-on-one time with me to ask questions or do full-on coaching. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon.